Here we are. We're back. And in just a minute, inspired by all this talk of adventuring, Carl mounts an expedition to climb Mount Kilimanjaro in our listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. But right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Mark Kirk is a congressman. He's now running for President Obama's old Senate seat in Illinois. He's run into trouble over statements he's made about his military and even his teaching experience that have turned out not to be true. This week, though, he hit upon a successful strategy for dealing with tough questions from the press. What did he do?
He had his voice box removed.
That'll show him.
What did he do? He pretended tough questions. He now speaks a new language? I don't know.
No.
What could he do? Can you give me a clue?
Well, he got this idea during a screening of the classical movie Chariots of Fire.
Oh, he just runs away now.
He ran away, yes. That's his tactic.
In slow motion.
Yeah.
After Mark Kirk claimed military honors and missions he didn't actually earn or do, the New York Times revealed that he also lied about, of all things, being a nursery school teacher.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So reporters were waiting for him after a speech in downtown Chicago. He gets off the stage. He sees the reporters. They start shouting questions. And he turns and he runs. And they chase him. And they continue to shout their questions. And he keeps running through the kitchen into an SUV, which peeled out.
Oh, my God.
Oh, so he had it set up as a getaway car, too.
Yes, yeah. He did.
He knew he was sprinting.
And the helicopters, right. And did all the cable news channels switch to this now?
They did. Yeah. It was like, it's chase during the streets of Chicago.
The reporter should have seen it coming. He was wearing shorts.
Spikes.
Yeah.
Kirk,
stretching
though,
during his day.
Exactly. Limbering up. Kirk, though, being Kirk, then claimed he had won a gold medal in the Olympic 100-meter sprint. Adam, listen to this description from Carl.
If it's an Italian, he will roll over 3 or 4 times. The Russians, they will go down with a thud and lay there spread-eagled, looking to the sky. The French will look up with innocent anguish. The English are more sturdy about it.
Carl was describing the various international techniques of doing what?
Feigning injury in the World Cup.
Exactly, or, right. Yes. Diving.
Boy, that's annoying.
Yes.
Nobody's better than the Italians at that.
Oh, well, you think. Carl was quoting one Frank Delaney. He's an author and soccer fan. He was speaking on Weekend Edition. And Mr. Delaney was describing the various ways soccer players hit the turf over acting like it's a high school production of Our Town in an effort to draw a penalty against their opponent. The Italians, as you say, are claimed as some of the most theatrical divers. They were eliminated Thursday. That's good. They can now focus on their acting careers. Alessandro Nesta, for example, has achieved fame for his one-man show, Ow, You Almost Touched Me.
He also did that great, Give Me a Minute and I'll Decide What Part Is Hurt.
Yes, you can do that. What I love is that because it's true, when they work, when they draw a penalty against the other guy and they get a penalty kick, they get up and they forget to limp.
Right.
You know, some guy will be lying on the ground and say, oh, he gouged out my eyes! screaming, and they give the yellow card to the guy, and he pops up, and he sort of happily walks back and kicks the ball.
Well, European healthcare is very good.
Exactly.
Right on there, right on the spot.
I was murdered, I tell you.
Murdered.
Got better.
Mo, BP has had a lot of terrible press lately because they are terrible. But one journalist is doing some enterprise reporting about how the Gulf oil disaster is, in fact, a boon for business there. Who does this journalist work for?
Well, I mean, it's obviously... I mean, it's going to be... It's BP.
Yes, it's BP.
Yeah.
The article appears in the magazine Planet BP, published by BP. Quote, the region's businesses, particularly the hotels, have been prospering because so many people have come here from BP and other oil emergency response teams.
They should change the name of that magazine quick.
The
we cover everything.
Oh.